This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, quick World Series question before we get to the Rindle Report. For the writers who vote on World Series MVP, one of the easiest decisions of all time.
Yeah, no-brainer.
No-brainer. Freddie Freeman was the World Series MVP. Homered in the first four games, had the clutch two-run single in the Dodgers' comeback. There really wasn't any debate as to who else he could have been.
No.
So who is your World Series MVP runner-up then? Who is the second most important person for the Dodgers in that series? Because I think that is an interesting question. You can make an argument for a lot of different guys. I'll lean toward Walker Buehler.
Yeah.
As perhaps the number two choice. I know, you know, it's hard when a starting pitcher does the one game, but he also had obviously the last three outs, which were big.
Blake Treinen
would be a good argument for number two.
I mean, if we saw a Padres reliever go out and take it like he did, that would be, he'd be the one I'd be talking about the most in here this morning. I mean, you know, his arm was shredded, just toast. Like, didn't have much left and wanted the ball, and Dave asked him, and he said, I want it.
Offensively, I mean,
Nestor Cortez, he was really the most valuable players for the Dodgers.
That helped. Gleyber Torres, very valuable.
Mookie. Kike, Tommy Edmond, Teoscar, I mean, they all came up with moments.
Sure.
But it was so obviously Freddie.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably didn't even have to bother with the official vote. I mean, I assume they did.
That SOB got me, dude. He made himself likable to me, which is not easy to do. Freddie made himself likable to me. Look, the stuff he went through with his kid early in the season was so gnarly. And then the story about his dad, I was like, don't do it, dude. Do not do it. Don't you do it.
Shut your mouth,
please. No more gut. I am such a softy, dude. You know that. Like, especially when it comes to kids. And, boy, he got me. So, if it's got to go to anybody on that team, I'm glad it was him.
I'm not like you, Woods, in that I don't have the sometimes irrational anger about the Dodgers. But
you probably need more irrational anger.
Well, their hit celebration. It infuriates me every time.
It's infuriating.
Why is it so infuriating?
I don't know. If my little leaguers did, I'd be like, that's it. You're done. I'm out.
And that's one of several bizarre, strange celebrations that they have.
Yeah, they got a few.
It really was the one thing that totally infuriated me about the Dodgers this year.
It really, when Kike does it, it makes me insane. I feel my blood pressure rise.
Shohei doing it.
Shohei makes me nuts.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But all of them, really. Mookie, Mookie could be cooler than that.
Yeah.
And the way they have to turn and do it in multiple directions twice.
Makes me nuts.
It also drives me irrationally crazy.
I've had to stop looking at it because it made me that insane. You know, I'm trying to be better about regulating my temper and things. And
Dodgers fans get that way when the Padres do the heart?
I don't know, but that's for our owner who passed away.
That's what I feel like. It's fine. And other teams have celebrations, and they don't bother me. But
Adam says Adam says the fact that you guys are bothered is weird. I don't think it's that weird.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that weird. It's weird.
That one just got me every single time.
Yeah.
I look at it and I go, you know, that just turned my stomach for some reason.
Me too.
Back to the MVP odds, like who comes in second?
Yeah.
Where was Ipe Mizuhara on those odds? I'm just asking the question. Asking the question.
He's up there.
He's a very valuable piece for the Dodgers in their run.
Very.
Just wondering.
Nah, after that World Series performance, they would have been better off with Shohei in jail, I think.
Nando in the chat says, my costume is like my comedy. Blah.
Yeah, it's your opinion.
Yet you're here.
All right, Pauly. Let's go to it.
Get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoo-yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I am thankful to Tier 1 John. He just sent us a story a few minutes ago during our last commercial break, and I have replaced one of my Rindle Report stories with this one because I got a story here. We've talked about some of these betting stories in the past, and we have a sports bettor out there who's on the brink. Well, it's debatable how close he really is, but he's on the brink
He's not.
Turning $50 into $1 million
yep.
on a parlay, just, a five-leg parlay.
Just needs one more thing to happen. Just one.
This is where the bottom usually drops out on Pauly.
Yes,
one
right.
more leg. Yeah.
The master of the four out of five.
Like, if the goal was to get four out of five, I'd be a very rich man.
He sends us a screenshot. I'd say every Saturday. We get one on Sunday morning about Saturday's college football. And then we get one on Monday about
four easy wins and one excruciating loss.
Yeah, pretty much.
Four or five is your
nickname.
You're
going to start doing the teaser where four out of five still pays.
That's right.
Anyways, $50 on a five-leg parlay to pay out $1 million, just over $1 million. It's a plus +1,937,276 odds. And it was for five championships to be won.
Titles. That's legit, then.
He started off with UConn. They were +500 to win the NCAA tournament. Check one out of five. After that, in June, he hit two. He had the Boston Celtics +210 to win the NBA.
Okay.
And the Panthers +700 in the NHL to beat the Oilers.
Wow.
He also had the Dodgers +320. To win the MLB World
Series. So it comes down to the Super Bowl, I assume?
Yeah. Super Bowl, yep. Any guesses on who his preseason prediction?
Now I know
to win the Super Bowl. Okay. I don't know.
He's a buffoon.
He seems like he's got a lot of favorites.
Pick the worst team you can think of.
Well, so Patriots? To get the plus 1 million odds, he didn't pick the Chiefs.
No.
You know, he didn't pick the 49ers. He picked a +3,000 odds team, which you
Bucks.
Picked all the favorites in the other sports.
Yeah, you did.
Wow. So he needs a long shot to win the Super Bowl.
It's the longest.
It's the New York Jets.
Oh, no.
You're so done.
He must have thought, hey, you know, they didn't have Aaron Rodgers last year. All that hype. They got him back. They got a point to prove this season.
By the way, nobody's buying that from him either.
No.
Can't cash that.
I mean, the Jets could almost be eliminated from playoff contention.
Like in a couple weeks.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight maybe.
We'll have that in our football threesome coming up in just a few minutes.
He's cooked.
Like, I mean, the odds, if he would have picked the Chiefs, let's just call it the Chiefs, the favorite.
You wouldn't have won as much, but you could have actually won.
$50 would still, that's a hell of a payout,
payout,
I would imagine.
Picking five championship
parlay. He had to go with the big, you know, like I said, it was +500, +200, +700, +320, and then +3,000.
I wonder what you could sell that for. I mean, it's not impossible.
I don't even think he makes his money back. Yeah, $50.
$20. Yeah.
I mean, what are the odds right? Super Bowl odds right now on the?
Would you
current,
give $20 for that bet?
I wouldn't pay $20 for that ticket.
No,
there's no chance.
Well, if you put $20 right now on the Jets to win the Super Bowl, I would assume you'd have to win a lot.
Can find out for you here shortly.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see if I can find. Show more. All right. Jets right now are only plus 10,000. So to win, bet 20, you'd win, what, 200,000 or 20,000?
20,000.
Yeah. So you could bet 20 to win a million.
Right.
That's a good bet then.
Yeah,
it's a much better than betting 20 to win 20,000.
Michael's asking if he's cashing out early. You can't. I mean, no one's going to. Somebody has to want to buy that ticket from you. And I just don't think there's any chance the Jets win the Super Bowl.
No.
You're cheering hard for the Jets. Every time they win and get a little closer to the playoffs, that ticket goes up exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that's crazy.
You picked all the favorites. I don't know what. Well, you
took a risk. It's only $50.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We'll go to the NBA. Look, we're not going to have, I don't think, a ton more Bronny James headlines the rest of the way. Probably going to see him in the G League, maybe not. But he's going to be a very like off the bench, blowouts only type player, sure, at least in his rookie season, and that's fine. They had their moment on opening night, but pretty cool first yesterday for Bronny James as he scored his first points in the NBA, but he did it against the Cavaliers in Cleveland, born and raised. Father obviously born and raised there, started his career, won a championship there. I thought of all the places that LeBron James's son is going to be on the court with him in an NBA game and score his first bucket to happen in Cleveland. Pretty cool moment.
So I watched some of that, saw the highlights of it, and cool moment.
It was potentially...
Like, I don't even think Bronny James scoring his first bucket makes a ton of headlines. Certainly doesn't make it onto this show unless it happens like it did in Cleveland.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was garbage time because Lakers were...
They got blown out.
Gave up 42 in the first quarter. They were down, and Cleveland's actually good. They're 5-0. But it was potentially the last time LeBron ever plays in Cleveland. I mean, you know, you only go once when you're in the Western Conference, and there's no guarantee he'll be back next season. So it was a big night, you know, for that family to be back there in Cleveland taking on the Cavs. Now, LeBron wasn't on the floor because he was out. It was garbage time. So he didn't get to be there with Bronny when he made his first basket. But still, I'm sure a really nice moment.
Yeah. All right. And then we will wrap it up. Some music news from yesterday. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are back together and collaborating once again. They had an announcement yesterday that they are going to have a new album, and it's kind of like a sequel to, God, this was like 30 years ago now,
94.
Probably?
94. Freshman year in college.
Snoop Dogg's very first album, Doggy Style.
What was like the big single track from that album?
Oh, Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice? Yeah.
Okay. Dre on that?
Yeah,
was that Dr. Dre's album? I don't know. They're back together. They got a new album coming out on December 13th, and they're calling it, the follow-up to Doggy Style. And the new album is called... missionary.
Did they get religious?
Maybe. They did
get older.
They had a teaser, a trailer that was released yesterday.
Yeah.
And it had like some religious undertones to it. Okay. So maybe that was the reason.
You get older. Maybe that's a better idea. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
What's your favorite position? Shortstop?
First base. How's it going to sound?
That's the thing. Some artists, as they age, you know, they don't sound good, and others still sound like they always do.
Dominic says, you call Dre's new album Chronic Pain, because he had the chronic.
Right.
But, yeah.
I actually saw a short clip of Dre and Snoop talking about the album, and Dr. Dre said... He thinks it's some of his best music he's ever made.
Of course he does.
Very excited about it. He was asked, you know, is it going to have, they called it the G-Funk sound from the 90s. He said, maybe a little bit, but we've evolved. Everybody's evolved over the last 30 years, but still.
I'm excited to hear Missionary. I'll give it a listen because I love Doggy Style.
They always think it's some of the best music I've ever made.
It's what every band, the Rolling Stones think their last record is their best record. It's not. It's Sticky Fingers, and you know that, and you're never going to recreate it. Just go out and play Sticky Fingers
and
call it a day.
You think that with, you know, more experience and, you know, years under your belt, you'd only get better at something.
It's not like the truth, though.
The more hours you put into something, the more proficient you get at that task.
It'd be weird if he came on and didn't say, this is some of the best music I've ever made.
This album actually is
And it ain't that great.
It's not that great.
I've had a lot of
I've done a lot better. Yeah. Done a lot. Chronic was way better than this.
Okay tracks here. Really, we're just hoping to make some extra cash here near the end of our career.
You're always trying to one-up yourself, certainly, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're better than we were our first year.
Are we making better music now than we did?
Sure think so.
But there will be a peak, and then there will be a fall. Recognizing the fall is what's most important.
It's key.
And knowing when to walk away.
See, you want to recognize it right before
the peak.
The slide goes down.
Yeah, the peak is great.
I mean, most don't even recognize it until they're far at the bottom.
Until they're in the basement. Literally.
Already down there for a while. Yeah. And then they finally recognize
it. Like, maybe I should hang them up? I mean, maybe. I'm doing a stream for four people. Maybe I should hang it up. Maybe nobody cares what I have to say anymore. All right. I don't want to get to that point. I won't get to that point. Trust me. It won't happen. You're going to be very disappointed. You're going to be very surprised. But I will not get to that point. So start squirreling your pennies away, buddy.
But maybe you're still on the upswing.
I believe I am.
Maybe you're on the rise.
I believe
I will be for several more years.
I believe that is the case. Don't worry about it yet.
All right.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
I'm going to need Ben to wrap something from Missionary.
When it comes out?
When it comes out.
Maybe at the holiday extravaganza.
Yeah.
It'll come out the week before the extravaganza.
The new Cure album is coming out, which is perfect for my seasonal end of baseball depression. So I can't wait to delve into that this weekend and listen to
that. Wallow
to wallow in it. Yeah, yeah,
not to cure you of it.
No. I heard it's an incredible new record, and I will be listening to it all weekend and happy.
But we do have a football threesome coming up next as we continue the double entendres on Ben and Woods. Get to a look ahead at the NFL weekend when we return after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Yep, baseball season is over.
Yeah, buddy.
And, you know, it lasts longer and longer seemingly every year. We are already at October 31st. Football season is halfway home.
Yeah, man.
They are at the midpoint of the NFL season. After this week, most teams will either have 8 or 9 games under their belt. So we are fully in NFL season and taking a look ahead here at week 9. It's time for our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
All right, we'll start with a look ahead to the game we have for you tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Thursday night football, the Houston Texans, 6-2, visiting the New York Jets, who will be trying to avoid a sixth straight loss tonight at the MetLife Stadium in New York. And as Paulie pointed out, a little bit of a head-scratcher on the line, which has the Jets as 2-point favorites. Now, couple reasons for that. First of all, some injuries we're just going through. Stephon Diggs out for the Texans. Their other Nico Collins, other top receivers also out. So they're a little bit beat up. But ultimately, I think, you know, Thursday night, the home team always has the advantage on the short week. Quick travel turnaround, very hard for the road teams to do that quick turnaround on travel. And that's probably giving the Jets an extra couple of points. Obviously, if the game was in Houston, they would be favored. Since it's just a 2-point spread, that means they'd probably be 4-point favorites at home. See who you like in this one, Woodsy.
You know, I think the Jets are, they're obviously in desperation mode. Like, you need a win more than anything. You cannot go to 2-7 and you're done. You know, I mean, this is like your only shot. I was kind of reading about this game a little bit too, and everyone's saying take the Jets and the to cover the 2 points. I saw it at 1.5 too. They said take the Jets, and I think kind of backs against the wall. They do have a really good running back in Breece Hall. They can run the football. They are 7-2-1 against the spread in their last 10 games against Houston as well. So if you're a betting person, go out and do that.
I mean, the Jets just always seem like they have the better talent than their opponents.
Yep.
At some point, you think that's gonna win out? I mean, the temptation is obviously take the Texans
right
in this one and take the points.
Take the points,
but yeah, you know, they got the better team. Inverse record, but that always makes me a little wary. Like, why do they want me to bet on the Texans so badly?
84% of bets are on Houston right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but according to this, it's the smart play to take the Jets.
We'll get to the picks in a second. That won't be my pick. Matchups to watch this weekend. I think the biggest and best matchup to watch Sunday is the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers.
Detroit finds their way into our best games of the week a lot because, well, they're a really good team and they're a really fun team to watch.
Certainly, I'm going to go a long way in determining the NFC North champion, or at least who's got the inside track at it. But I think also, considering the struggles we've seen from the 49ers, that this is a potential NFC Championship preview game. You know, one team would have to go through the wild card route to get there, but I think both of these teams have enough that they could be there in January. And, you know, for the Packers, having home field advantage is always really important to get Lambeau Field games in December if they can. Detroit, good crowds, obviously indoors, so not quite the same advantage in January. But this is a big one. Now, the big question on this one is, will Jordan Love play? He's got a groin injury. He was limited in practice yesterday, which meant I think he was just riding the exercise bike. But he did say, it's not out of the question. I could not practice all week and still play.
Sure.
He said it's realistic that I could be out there on Sunday, even if I don't practice at all this week. So that'll be one to keep an eye on.
I'm looking through the matchups going, oh, boy, I don't know. There's a lot of kind of have to muddle through this week.
A lot of lopsided games,
yeah.
It looks like.
There's a lot of high point spreads, that's for sure, which could lead to some better bets for you.
And finally, pick of the week. Woods, you want to go first on this one? Is Adam in the studio? That's a very heavy sigh.
I got one if you're still looking for one. Shoot. I will take the Cleveland Browns. They are 1.5-point underdogs. They're hosting the Chargers. Chargers are favored by 1.5 points. And I like what I've seen from Cleveland really all year. They haven't gotten all the wins that they've been right there. I love Jameis Winston. I like what he's brought to the offense.
Now that Deshaun Watson's been taken off the table, you think the Browns could actually go on a bit of a run?
I think they can beat the Chargers.
Chargers looked good last week. Now, the Chargers have not beaten anyone of consequence.
They didn't look good. It was like 3-2 at halftime against the Saints.
It's true.
They did not look good.
They did win fairly
easily. They were playing a
easily.
Terrible team on their third string quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they almost, they did not play good.
I'm going to go, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Last week, I took the Houston Texans as 5-point favorites against the Indianapolis Colts and lost when the Colts scored a late touchdown in the fourth quarter to backdoor cover. This week, I am going to take, again, this time the Minnesota Vikings as 5-point favorites at home against the Indianapolis Colts and hope to dodge the backdoor cover by the Colts again. This should be a game. I think Minnesota bounces back after the loss. They've kind of hit a little rut, but they're back home. Feel like they're going to right the ship this week against Indy. So I'll try it again with the Vikings.
Betting against Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco. I'm going to take I'm actually going to take the Lions on the road, Benny. I think 3 is the line I saw. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions. I'm a believer.
Okay. And if Jordan Love doesn't play, it's a good time to get in on that.
Yeah, -3.
On that wager, because if they announce for sure that he's going to be out, probably that number goes more in favor of the Lions.
100%.
In that game. All right, that's our football threesome segment. Wrapping up.
Oh, we're almost done?
Wrapping up the World Series. And I think we have to reveal what Woods' plan was for today when this was going to happen. And we ended up not following through.
Cowards.
I think for obvious reasons. But you need to know what Woods wanted to do on this day. And that has nothing to do with Halloween. It's coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Based on how this show has gone, I have no idea how we would have pulled off Woods' idea. And by the way, I have learned to generally trust your instincts when it comes to entertainment and, content on our program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I was subtly pushing back on from the very beginning.
I never saw you push back, but I knew you were panicked.
I didn't think. I think if we tried to do it, it would have been the biggest struggle for Ben.
Oh, no question.
No doubt. What were we trying to do? I will reveal that momentarily. First, this segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm. Buffalo Wild Wings is football, and B-Dubs is kicking off football season with 2 limited-time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan-favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Try them at your local B-Dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. So what was Woods' billion-dollar idea this morning? We'll let you know after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I feel like after the Dodgers won the first 2 games is when you kind of started the wheels spinning a little bit
yeah.
in your mind. After they won the third game, you solidified your decision. Tell everybody what you wanted to do this morning.
Well, it was going to be a multifaceted plan, and I like to challenge our show to do things a little differently, as you know, over these last almost 7 years together, mostly because I get bored doing the same show over and over, and I thought this will be one of the biggest challenges of our career. And it also had to do with the fact that I'm a bit of a troll and like to have fun with our Dodger fans that listen. And there are many, 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 many of whom I love and I'm friends with, many of whom I hate. And
are not friends with.
But my idea was essentially if the Dodgers won, we were just going to come in and do a show and not mention the final. Like, we've talked so much about all of the other games, and when they finally won it, for that day only, just come in and pretend it never happened.
Like, literally, not
just
mention
not 4 hours.
We'd still talk baseball, hey, talk yeah. Padres.
Good morning, everybody. It's Halloween. We're having a great time.
NFL, maybe.
Yep. And then every segment, you were going to
tease.
All
right. Coming up next, let's rip the Band-Aid off. And, you know, the good part of it, the funny thing about radio is those teases are meant to hold the listener here. It's what you try to do. It doesn't always work. You go and listen to other shows or whatever. That's fine. But the tease the whole morning was going to be, okay, all right, enough's enough. Coming up next, let's get
it. We haven't talked about it yet. We got to get
Let's get into it.
But you were never going to specifically say we're going to talk about the World Series and the Dodgers win.
And the other part of it was to watch Ben squirm for 4 hours. He was going to lose his mind.
It started during game 4. And you had the fan incident down
yes.
in the corner.
Yes.
And you had everything that went on in this game. And I texted their group thread and I go, boy, I really hope the Yankees win because I want to talk about this game tomorrow.
And I said, I do too.
Yeah. And so that was just kind of my like, are you sure that we can just not talk about a game like this?
Yeah.
And then last night's game happens with so many different elements to spark discussion of what happened in that game. And I had the same thing. I hope the Yankees win because I'd really like to talk about this game
yeah.
tomorrow.
The psychological warfare that it would have put on the hundreds Dodgers fans that are
crazy,
in the chat.
Crazy.
That we're going to be, you know,
I think
everybody. You just won the World Series. Like, I promise you, when the Padres win a World Series, I will be hungover at 6 a.m., not in some other radio show's
I won't be at,
chat.
In Petros and Money's chat.
Yeah, the Astros fan base's chat or whatever. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
no.
That's just not what I would be
right.
doing.
Yeah, but it would have to be an American League team. You're right.
You knew they would be here, and for them, they would go insane.
They would go insane.
And they would wait for 4 hours.
That was part of the reasoning behind it. Of it's just hard. Kevin says, how could you not do it? Because it's...
You cowards.
It's massively hard. The other part of it, Paulie calls us cowards, but no one talks more S than me. I needed to be a man and come in and face the music.
You could have done it tomorrow.
Yeah, we could have. But
I thought of a compromise, like maybe the first 2 hours
yeah,
we
ben
play
was
that
just
game.
And ben was panicked.
And then we jump into it at 8 o'clock.
You guys both texted about it on our group thread yesterday, and I was a little disappointed.
It's all right.
Ultimately, though, I do think that all of the Tier 1s, whether they're Padres fans or Dodgers fans...
We have Dodger fan Tier 1s, tons of them.
We're going to be excited to come to the program this morning to just hear what we thought about that
sure.
game. And, you know, the twists and turns of the comeback, of the Yankees' mistakes in the fifth inning that you couldn't believe what was going on as you're watching that inning unfold. Like, there's no way a team that can play well enough all season long to get to the World Series.
Yeah, you cannot have that in
and have a 5-0 lead in game 5. Has that in them to look like a junior college baseball team? And that's an insult to junior college baseball teams who probably wouldn't put together an inning that bad. I mean, it really was just a pathetic display
yeah.
of baseball for one inning that cost them a game, that cost them the season. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, look. You know, people are like, oh, you should have done it. You should have done it. Look, number one, it would have been insanely difficult. insanely difficult to do. And you stay up watching that game last night.
If it had been kind of a boring 6-1 Dodgers win.
By the way, Benny, I'll tell you right now. If it was a 7-1, we would have done it. It was the fact that that game was so juicy and that's how they gave it away. And it was like, man, 7-1, Dodgers come out and score 5 in the first. It's like, all right, boys, strap in. Strap in. Much easier than with the game last night, kicking the ball around, just absolutely ridiculous. That would have been so much of an easier thing. The perfect scenario that I had in my head was this. Yankees win that game last night, which it looked like they were going to do. Then they got to travel. So we're in the weekend at that point. And
game 6 would have been tomorrow, Friday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And if they went to game 7, it would have been Saturday.
Would have been Saturday. So had the Dodgers won on Saturday, we have a full 24 hours. We come in on Monday with a full slate of college football, NFL. Would have been no problem. So the Yankees really needed to win that game last night for the bit to work. But it didn't. You know, it didn't happen. And we move on. But yeah, I mean, look. Face the music. It's fine.
Seems like the consensus in the chat is it would have been fairly epic.
It would have been really
hard.
It would have been really hard. It would have been.
What
really,
would we
really
have
hard.
Talked about?
I
all
have
day
no
today, though.
Earthly idea, man. No earthly.
Look
idea.
At my notes and see what we've got.
C313 says, "Why are you guys bothered about having other fan bases listening? It's good for innings." I'm not bothered.
No, not at all.
I literally was doing a bit for them, like to at them. So I the more the merrier.
So Woods, did you see the big game from Carl Anthony Towns last night?
Cats.
44 points
with his new team.
Breakout with the Knicks. Yeah, they beat the Heat 117-107. The Knicks, after a slow start, looking like they're getting into gear. Celtics finally
lost. We don't have
lost.
To do this. We still have 12, like 11, 12
no,
minutes.
This is what we would have done.
Right.
Had we not been able to talk about World Series Game 5.
It would have been a good bit.
4 hours.
It would have been a good bit. And listen, hey, it's not like they're not going to be winning World Series in the next 5 years. So I think, it could still happen.
Congratulations to Naomi Girma of the Wave, who scored her first two international goals in the U.S.'s 3-0 win over Argentina.
It's excellent.
Yesterday, Woods. What do you think about that?
I loved it. Congratulations, Naomi. My favorite of the Girmas.
She is great Girma.
Great Girma.
Top Girma.
What's the plan tonight, gentlemen? You're going to work.
I'm going to work. I am going to get some more candy, though, on my way home for my son to distribute.
Okay. So my wife walked in yesterday. And she had a bag that looked kind. It was bigger than this bag that I'm holding up.
That's not a huge bag.
No, it's not. This is 70 minis. And she held up this bag. And she said, take a guess on how much this was.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, all right, I'm looking at it. And I went, $9. She goes, way more. And I go, $12. No.
$20.
$37.
$27 for a bag of
candy,
processed candy bars.
I almost died. Maybe it was 37. She's listening right now. Text us, babe. But she bought it. I go, you're joking. But we are going to do she is going to do the bit tomorrow to the kids, the Kimmel bit.
You guys have to.
She's going
to
get them. Paulie recommended. It's so mean, but we're mean. So, I mean, we bust balls all the time in my house.
Explain it to people who don't know the Kimmel bit.
So my kids, yeah, like every kid, they love candy. So they're going to go trick-or-treating tonight. We've actually decided we're going to let them stay up a little bit later, go out and trick-or-treat for longer than we did last year. I have been given the clearance to go home when I'm ready, which is great. So I'll be out till probably 7:30. And then in the morning, Hannah's going to open several pieces, leave it around. And when they ask where their candy is, she's going to say, your dad and I last night ate all of your candy, and film their reactions, because torturing your kids is like one of the best parts of parenthood.
Kimmel does it every year.
It's
on a
so
show.
Funny.
He puts together, you know, fans, listeners or whatever, viewers, they submit their home videos of, you know, phone in the corner secretly recording. And the kids are just like, where's our candy? You know, Mommy and Daddy got really hungry last night. We ate all of your candy.
We're so sorry. Get some next year.
Flip out. They melt down.
Taylor,
and puts them all together and plays them every year.
Taylor's going to lose his mind. He gets one thing. You can't get it from him. Like, Bo, he is the worst sharer of all time. There's never been somebody that shares less than Taylor does. And so he's going to lose his mind. And I think it's hysterical. Satan's Blowfish says, you people are sick. Fine. I'll wear that. Just a momentary. But I Paulie said, you got to do it this year. And I said, they're the perfect age. Taylor might call the cops. He does like to go to Alexa and call the police. He's tried to do it before. So I can't wait for it.
Will this be something he's discussing in therapy in 15 years?
Potentially. But I mean, I doubt it. You know, your parents play pranks on you.
Last night, we ate every bit of your Halloween candy.
It's all instant tears.
Yeah, he's so mad. Now I'm actually starting to feel a little sad for him. I hadn't heard that before.
How could you hog it?
Holy crap, dude. I'm really excited for it now. I mean, I think it's... if you're a parent, you've done... How many times have you been like, look, if you don't clean it up, Santa is not coming this year, right? Like, we've all done that bit of like, you're not going to get to go to Disneyland.
So you'll get Taylor. I wonder, Bo, though, if he's going to go. I don't believe you.
He's so cool.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
He's so cool. Yeah. Sure you did, Mom. Now, here's the thing. I won't
bleep off.
I won't be... He's like, F you.
Dad, did you really need that much candy?
Yeah. Easy, Chubbs. Where's my candy? The problem is... I won't be there because I'll be here. So Hannah's going to have to do it solo. She's going to have to do a solo mission.
What time is wake up?
Taylor's up at about 4:30 and Bo's up at about 5:30.
So we'll have it early in the show.
Oh, yeah. We should have it in the open.
Sent to me as soon as it happens. We need this for tomorrow morning for sure.
Yeah. Jocelyn says November 1st. Santa's watching. Yeah. We're about to start the whole thing in our house, which is, look, at the end of the day, you're lying to your kids and it happens.
That's what the elf on the shelf is, right?
Yeah.
The
elf
monitor.
On the shelf. That's exactly
monitors
right.
Monitors the kids.
Yeah. Hands signal says lame. All right. I mean, what are you going to do, buddy?
Can't please everybody.
Can't please them all, pal. I can't wait.
Film your Dodger fan and say, last night we ate your entire World Series championship. It's
last
gone.
Night actually didn't count. I put Bo to bed last night. I go, hey, buddy, good night. I love you. Proud of you. I hope you don't wake up tomorrow to a Dodgers championship. And he just looked at me and he goes, oh, I hope not. So he gets it. And he goes, everyone at my school now, Dad, is wearing Dodger hats. And I go, oh, is that a fact? And I said, it's funny because one of my Dodger buddies DM'd me the other day. He said, if LA loves something, it's a front runner. So it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Great idea from Tyler in the chat. He says, have Hannah tell them you took all the candy to work to share with Ben.
That took it.
And reignite the Ben and Taylor feud.
I'm the monster. Then I'm the monster, and Ben's the monster. Ben wanted your candy. Daddy took it to him. The blood feud continues. It's really good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Well, ultimately, yes, as a Padres fan, we're disappointed, but there's a part of me that goes, you know what the Dodgers record is now? 0-0.
Yeah, it's over. You got to do it again, right?
And it's tough. I mean, it's probably the toughest thing in sports to reset after the championship, knowing, all right, we got to motivate ourselves and try to do that all over again.
I think they'll be fine.
Without the disappointment driving you from the season before. I think it's one of
it's
the reasons why.
Doesn't every team welcome that challenge?
Yeah, of course. It's a really good challenge. How are we going to do it again?
I will welcome the day when the Padres get to attempt that challenge.
Yeah.
But it's a hard one, and you're now having to start again and figure out, all right, how do we get back to where we just were?
I mean, the only bright side for me is that Skip Schumacher will not be managing the Los Angeles Dodgers next year.
You're pretty sure of that now.
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah, I saw another tweet. Oh, Dave Roberts cementing his status as one of the greatest managers of all time. Wasn't he going to be fired about a month ago? Or at least we're pretty sure that if they
flopped didn't do it,
out, you know, lost to the Padres. They had lost one of two games to the Padres. Instead of one of the greatest managers of all time, he's out on his butt.
Yeah.
That's baseball for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed, you know, Skip would be great at that job, which is why I would hate that he was there. So, you know, look, this year worked out for Dave. It massively worked out
for him. Now, he didn't go from bum who was about to get fired to greatest manager of all time in 2 weeks. No one can.
No.
Either was or he wasn't before.
Yep.
It's the same guy. He kind of managed the same way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just worked out this time.
Worked out better. Yeah, worked out better. We move on. Tomorrow is Ben's birthday celebration. Make sure you are here. Baby. By the
little pre-birthday celebration.
Well, it's the day we're celebrating.
Last show before my birthday on
Sunday. That's right. That's right. We're not going to forget this year. Believe you me.
I had almost forgotten, actually.
Yeah. Tomorrow's a big day.
All right. We will say goodbye. Annie Nelson will take our place. They will always have some good thoughts on what just happened. Hope everybody has a very safe and happy Halloween out there. For Bald Rindel, for Stephen Woods.
R.I.P. Bozo.
R.I.P. Bozo. I'm Hig Tua. Have a great rest of your Thursday.